In this week's Parsha, after what seems to us like 2 weeks of suspense, but in reality was 22 years, we finally see the reconciliation between Yosef and his brothers. And the Parsha appropriately starts with Vayigash Elav Yehuda. Yehuda came close to him, because ultimately what happens is after, you know, 22 years of Pirud, the brothers finally become close once again. The Medrash Rabbah, the beginning of this week's Parsha, darshens many things from Vayigash Elav Yehuda. And one of the drushes is, Hado Dechsiv, the Pasuk in Amos, Hine Yamim Ba'im Neum Hashem, V'nigash Choresh Ba'kotzer, V'dorech Anavim Moshe Chazara. Okay, someday when Mashiach comes, V'nigash Choresh Ba'kotzer, the Pasha Pshat of that is that there will be so much plenty and such bounty in the agriculture in those days that the person who's plowing for the next year will meet the guy who's still harvesting last year's produce. So it'll be a tremendous financial success. Okay, but the Medrash says that's Vayigash Elav Yehuda, the Choresh Bakotzer, is Yehuda meeting Yosef. The question is, you know, other than Shkoyach, so Chazal and the Medrash notice that it's here it says Vayigash, and there it says Vinigash. It's what's the deeper meaning of Chazal's comparison between these two psukim? So I heard an interesting pshat that what's Vinigash Choresh Bakotzer? So a Choresh and a Kotzer are doing two opposite things, right? The Kotzer is preserving that which grew. Right, in the Choresh, if there's any weeds in the ground, he's, when you plow the ground, you kill everything that's in the ground, right? You can imagine, if I'm in the middle of harvesting and someone comes and plows my field, they're destroying all the harvest, right? They're going against everything I'm trying to accomplish. And likewise, you know, if someone comes and, you know, harvests all the weeds that I'm trying to plow, that's the opposite of what I'm trying to accomplish, right? The Choresh and the Kotzer are doing two opposite things. You know, if they were short-sighted, right, if they were feeble-minded, right, they would each get mad at one another. They would say, what are you doing? You're ruining my harisha, and you're ruining my ktsira by doing the opposite of what I'm trying to accomplish. But of course, v'nigash choresh bakotzer, no, they're both trying to farm the field. Just one is doing one stage in the agricultural process, the other is doing another stage. They realize, they meet, and realize that they're very happy to meet, because the Choresh is leading to the Ketzira, and the Kotzer is reaping the fruits of the Harisha, and they're just working together on the same project, just doing different jobs within that project. And ultimately, that's the that's the key to everything we've seen until now. You know, why did Yosef and his brothers fight? And why, unfortunately, did Jews fight ad hayom hazeh? Because everyone's doing something a little different, right? And people are so short-sighted, they say, well, this fellow's doing something different than what I'm doing, so he must be wrong, he must be evil, he must be Rodev, he must be Russia, right? That's where the Nitziv famously talks about, where Sinas Chinam comes from, that destroyed the second base of Mikdash, right? It didn't mean Sinas Chinam that I just walk over to you and say, I hate you for no reason, right? That's not rishus. That's mental illness. If you hate someone for no reason, then you're crazy. We should lock you up, not condemn you morally. No, sinas chinos, I admire derech navodas Hashem. You had a slightly different derech navodas Hashem. So I decided you must be a Russian and not be chorus and a kofar because you have a different derech navodas Hashem than I do. And all the troubles the Jewish people starting from Parshas Vayeshev, Mechiras Yosef, because people do things slightly differently, and they have to fight with each other and see each other as enemies. V'nigash v'hine yamim bam ne'um Hashem, v'nigash choresh bakotzer, v'yigash el Yehuda, when they finally realize, you know, Yehuda had his way of doing things, Yosef had his way of doing things, they didn't do things the exact same way, but they're both on the same team, they're both on the same project, like the choresh and the kotzer, they're both trying to accomplish the same goal of building, of growing, and likewise in Am Yisrael, people do things slightly different ways, but we're all trying to accomplish the same goal. And you know what? It's good for Am Yisrael, and it's good for Avodas Hashem, and it's good for Kol Shamayim, and it's good for the world. You have people doing slightly different things. Sometimes Hashem needs someone to do things one way, sometimes Hashem needs someone to do things another way, and it's good that there are many Jews doing things in many different ways, because together they accomplish everything that needs to be accomplished in Torah. The Aruch HaShulchan famously says in his Hakdama, he says, why in my Sefer Aruch HaShulchan? Unlike in many other halachas, farmer, they just tell you this, that we paskin. I bring down all the different deos. He says, because the Torah is called a shira. Kisru lechem, shira also means Torah. What's unique about a shira? In a shira, music is only good music if they harmonize. Right? What does harmonize mean? Everyone sings slightly differently, but they work together to make beautiful music in the choir. Music isn't beautiful if everyone sings the exact same thing. That's like good for a kindergarten performance, but that's not good for an a cappella choir. That's not good for adults. You have to sing differently, but work together to create something more beautiful than any of you could have done. It says, likewise, the riboy, the fact that everyone has a different opinion in the Torah, is not a bidyevet, says the Aruch HaShulchan. That's the glory, that's the tiferes, he says, of the Torah HaKadosha. That's the shira of Torah. That everyone does things slightly differently, but they know they're on the same team, they're in the same choir, they work together to create something greater than any one human being can create. Likewise, I think maybe that's the amkus of Chazal right here, Vayigash Shel of Yehuda, as long as we think that everyone has to be exactly like me, achdus means, if everyone would be like me, we'd have achdus. It's not my fault if everyone else prevents achdus by not being exactly like me. As long as we think that way, we're back to Mechiris Yosef, we're back to Sinas Chino, we're back to all the problems. If we want to lead to Hinei Yomim Ba'im Yom Hashem, we want to bring Mashiach in Geula, we have to realize, V'nigash Chorish Ba'kotzer, Vayigash Shel of Yehuda, that everyone doesn't have to be exactly like me. Shleimus and Achdus doesn't mean everyone's like me. It means everyone's a little different from each other. And some people are different than me. And, you know, sometimes that's difficult and challenging for me. And sometimes, you know, that's a little hard for me to accept. But I have to know that Hashem wants different positions on his team. That Hashem needs people doing different things. As long as we're all trying to just serve Hashem, as long as we're all trying to keep the Torah and serve Hashem, then Adrabah, the beauty of Torah and the success of the Torah team is for everyone to do things a little differently, everyone to play their own position a little differently, and together we will lead, just like the Chorshin Kotzer, to success and growth, and ultimately to the Yamim Bam, the Hashem, to the Geula.